don't get a contract.
After almost 2 months of silence, Northwestern dining workers returned to the Arch on Friday, holding a protest and speak out against Compass Group, Northwestern's dining service provider.
In March, Compass food service workers at Northwestern made history when they walked out on a 12-day strike, a first for the campus. The strike was paused for spring break and in hopes that we would return to the bargaining table with Compass to be able to settle a fair contract. Instead, Compass retaliated against strikers and has been bargaining in bad faith.
That's Patrick Griffin, the organizing director of Unite Here Local 1, the union representing the workers.
Today we're here to tell Compass Northwestern to stop breaking the law and to settle a fair contract.
On May 1st, Local 1 filed federal labor charges with the National Labor Relations Board against Compass Group, alleging repudiation slash modification of contract, refusal to bargain slash bad faith bargaining, discipline and coercive statements against the workers in the ongoing contract negotiation process. Noel Saval is one of the workers who has seen such action at play. They work at Nona Joe's in the athletic dining hall and allege that Compass's communications to workers have taken on intimidating undertones.
I remember one of them saying, like, it is your right to cross the picket line. We're not going to punish anyone who decides not to go on strike. And a lot of it was just, like, very much pressuring leaders in the union to fold before we get everything that we're looking to get with the contract.
Some workers also allege some internal bullying and tension from non-striking co-workers since the initial strike in March. For many, it's frustrating to see Compass seemingly skirt labor law in their negotiations. Here's Melissa Watkins, a barista at Kresge Cafe, who has been working at Northwestern for the past 12 and a half years.
As citizens, as people, we are not to break the law. We are to uphold the law. So I'm asking, as well as my fellow workers, that Compass would do the same, to uphold the law, to uphold our rights as workers.
While it can be a long and difficult situation to be in, the workers are encouraged to stay strong. One community member in their corner is Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss, who was present at Friday's speakout.
Right now, it can feel hard to stand up. It's easy to feel targeted when you stand up against a powerful interest like Compass. You can feel vulnerable and alone, especially when there's allegations of retaliatory layoffs. And it is important for all of us to stand with those workers.
Friday's events are just a part of what has been a truly historic and critical year for labor on campus. It has been nearly a year since Local 1 and Compass began negotiating on May 28, 2024, and workers have been almost 9 months without a contract. All of this contributed to their 12-day strike in March. From these events, the question arises, what have the takeaways been from this year for labor on campus? First of all, as trying as times have been, they've also yielded more connection and community.
I would say, with those of us who were out here on strike, our bonds have never been stronger.
And due to higher visibility moments like the pickets, the campus culture around labor rights has also seen some changes.
When you walk around, you see the I Heart Campus Workers pins. I think we did an incredible job distributing them. We distributed them, I think, around like 2,500 or something like that during the strike last quarter.
That's Julian Pfeffer, Weinberg Senior and a member of Students Organizing for Labor Rights, also known as SOLAR, which works to support campus workers. According to Pfeffer, following March's strike, SOLAR saw a roughly 75% increase in membership and roughly 1,200 people on the organization's email and communication list.
I think that's a small step. I think like students can get more involved, and I would ask them to come join the picket and to get involved, to fill out interest forms and talk with people in SOLAR to join the fight.
Since March's strike, SOLAR organized a string of events in honor of May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, which included teach-ins and food sales. The organization also raised $2,304 in mutual aid for workers through their May Day fundraising drive. For Pfeffer, this work is a way to give back some of the gratitude he has for campus workers.
I feel incredibly thankful that the workers have allowed me and other students to join in their fight. I always say this, I've learned infinitely more organizing alongside the workers than I have in a lot of my classes, and that's not saying that the classes here are bad, they're incredible, but the workers are insanely inspiring. I've learned so much about what it means to show up for one another, more than anything what it means to demand your rights with joy.
While the strike officially went on pause March 22nd, many workers look back proudly on the time spent on the picket line. Here's Victorina Rivera, who has been working in Elder Dining Hall for 4 years.
Lo que estuvimos aquí la última vez, para mí fue bonito. Porque nos juntamos todos y hay voz.
The last day that I was of the strike was actually so beautiful because there were so many of us. We came together from all over and we were raising our voices together.
As of now, no further action has been taken on the charges outside of their filing, and the workers' strike remains on pause. The future of labor on campus is still up in the air, but the crowds at the Arch hold out hope for a fair contract and remain committed to continuing their fight however they can. Here's Watkins again.
This strike means a lot to me because I'm fighting and standing up for poverty, for dignity, for respect, for those who feel hopeless in a world that's hopeless and broken. I'm fighting to stand up for those who are scared to fight. For those who feel their voice does not matter. Our voices, they do matter. We matter. We matter. These jobs, these positions, they don't feel themselves. It's us.
WNUR News contacted Compass for comment but received no response.
Who are we? Who's in the street?
For WNUR News, I'm Sophia Quesa.